Anxious technology investors are worried about more losses today after the Nasdaq fell yesterday for the seventh time in the past 2 weeks. The drop was in anticipation of bad news from technology giants Intel and Motorola. Several recent reports also have highlighted the severe downturn in the global semiconductor market. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
Throughout the day, investors unloaded shares of Intel Corporation, expecting the worst from an announcement scheduled for after the market's close. It turned out not to be so bad after all. Earlier in the week, brokerage houses Lehman Brothers and Merrill Lynch had trimmed their quarterly earnings estimates for Intel. But the world's number one maker of semiconductors stuck with projections of third quarter revenue at slightly less than $6.5 billion, near the middle of a range forecast in July. Analyst Wendy Abramowitz with Argus Research says given the slump in personal computer sales, it's not surprising that Intel is forecasting much lower revenues than a few years ago.
They're very reliant on personal computers, and PC sales for this quarter are coming in rather weak.
And that slump has hurt the entire chip industry. On Tuesday, the Semiconductor Industry Association reported chip sales worldwide sank 37% in July. Yesterday, National Semiconductor announced its revenues had plunged in the latest quarter. It reported losses of 31 cents per share. Greg Blonder is a general partner with Morgenthaler Ventures. He says the chip industry is in another boom-bust cycle, what's become a standard pattern in recent years.
It's a little bit like biorhythms, where a number of waves have hit at the same time. And so they've had both a downturn in the consumer electronics as well as the telecom business. And so semiconductors have been hit particularly hard.
The downturn in telecom showed up at Motorola, which announced its third quarter losses would be bigger than expected. The number two maker of mobile phones added 2,000 more jobs to its layoff roster, bringing the total cuts to 32,000. Blonder says Motorola faces a couple of challenges. Its biggest customers, wireless carriers, have reined in their capital spending on infrastructure. On top of that, says Blonder, Motorola is losing consumers to the number one mobile phone company, Nokia.
At one time, Motorola had the coolest, smallest, neatest phones, and they've lost that cutting edge to Nokia, and so they're disproportionately hurt.
And with consumer confidence continuing to decline, Motorola can't count on reviving those sales anytime soon. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.